Hi guys, it's your girl Oyenda.
And it's your boy Sam.
And you're listening to
Alien Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. And if you've been with us for a while, thank you.
Yay. And this is Sam. Thank you guys, and welcome to another exciting episode on the Alien Radio. We hope you had a lovely week, and you're about to get swept off your feet in today's episode, because we have an exciting topic. Like this one, we are going to break tables for sure. For sure.
Yes, guys. Like,
scatter everything. Yeah.
Yes. So, guys, we're going to be talking about some juicy, interesting, you know, topics that trended on the online space. This segment is trending, and I'm just going to start off with the first one. We're just going to go right into it. But before I do that, Sam, how was your week?
Well, same. I mean, the usual. The only interesting thing was last week was my final day of the swimming session. Yeah. So,
okay.
And the only takeaway for me is just being more comfortable in water. You know, like I just feel a tad more comfortable. But apart from that, like I do not believe I've learned anything, to be honest. Like I just feel super awkward. You know, after 8 sessions of about 45 minutes each, you know, it still feels like day one, you know. But yeah, we move on and, hopefully I'll book another session and see how it goes. Yeah, but that's it pretty much for me.
Yeah, I guess it's in stages. So at least you're like now comfortable in water. So I think afterwards you get the hang of it.
Yeah, but that's about 6 hours. I mean, 6 hours of my time just to get comfortable in water is just super weird. You know? Yeah, but that's about it for me. Yeah, it's just, you know, the regular week, nothing interesting.
Oh, okay. But same with me. I just had a regular week. I had a really busy week with like work and doing other things, but just plain simple week. Nothing interesting happened. Okay. Yeah. So guys, hope you guys had a wonderful week. Like I said, we have two interesting. Okay, I didn't say two, but we have some juicy topics we're going to be talking about on this segment of trending. I'm going to start with the first one. Okay, so there's this, you know, we came across this on Twitter.
Okay,
so a female Twitter user, like, you know, she came on Twitter, that platform, and then she opined that it is rude for a mother to expect her child's partner to join her in the kitchen on first meeting. Interesting.
Well,
I know, it's weird. Well, she went further to say, I think it's actually rude for you to meet your partner's mom for the first time, and she expects you to help her in the kitchen. Like, excuse me, ma, I'm a guest. In her words. So what do you think, Sam? Do you think, you know, she should...
Well, to be honest, I think it's it has to do with cultural background, for one.
Yeah.
And second would be... like the level of the relationship and in terms of understanding in that relationship. So for example, I mean, coming from where I'm from, like it's just like it's culturally appropriate, I mean, just to want to offer some form of assistance, if you see what I mean, even though it may not be like accepted, like, I mean, they may tell you, oh, do not worry, like, you know, but at least just to show that gesture, like, oh yeah, I mean, you're part of the family, right? So just to, again, it also depends on the level of the relationship, where you guys are in that relationship. For example, if it's your fiance, right, or yeah, like it's just expected, like you're part of the family, and if you're part of the family, you might as well just, you know, like contribute your own quotas into the you know, chores of the house, you know? So that's how I just feel, like, depending on a couple of factors. But I get I get her point entirely. Like, if it's like, if she's just trying to know the guy, and, you know, for the first time comes to the house, and I mean, she may just feel like, treat me as a guest, you know, like, let me just stay laid back. So, but in general, it's about the culture and level of relationship, in my opinion. Yeah.
I'm just going to say I agree with you on this one. So, it, like, it depends on how you see it, really. And culture here comes into play. Like, where I'm from, I mean, I'm African, I'm from Nigeria, and you should understand that things like this happen. And it's, I don't know, it's a bit situational. It depends, right? For instance, like, so because of what, like, parents have been used to, they don't, it's not like they're, you're not obliged to do so, but they just see it as an opportunity to get to know who the person is, who the person is, get to bond, you know, share values, discuss likes, just, they're just trying to get into your head, you know, pick your brain, how you relate. While some even see it as an opportunity to, you know, learn. So, so I don't know. I think personally, I think this Twitter user may have just, you know, spoken out of, I don't think it's like, it's just, I mean, you could just offer, it's a nice, it's a kind gesture. Besides, most of them would probably decline and say, no, decline, no, it's okay, exactly, thank you, that's sweeter.
Exactly, like they wouldn't accept you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but it's just, I think it's just nice to, you know, offer a helping hand. And then, like I said, if you look at it, if you flip sides, I mean, it could also be an added advantage if you're getting to know, like, let's say, if you're trying to get to know your partner more, I mean, getting to relate with, I mean, the person that birthed your partner and stuff like that. If you get, like, just asking questions, you know, you could just get to know your partner more by doing that. So it depends on how you see it, really. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think she plays too much emphasis on a guest kind of stuff, but it doesn't, I don't think it's applicable in the African concept where we're coming from. But
I guess
what it is.
Probably she was super tired and she just felt like, I mean, just let me be, you know. So
yeah.
So she just But I think she went a little overboard in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. So anything for us, huh?
I mean, I stumbled on something quite interesting. Like so it says a newly married man caught trying to meet a sex worker while he was on honeymoon with his wife.
So
I mean, like, this actually struck me as very interesting and funny. Like, I mean, on your honeymoon, like, you know, so a man from Florida. So actually, and funnily, it was a bait by the police, right? So according to local reports, he found an advert for a prostitute and went to an undisclosed location to meet the woman. However, it turned out that the ad actually came from the police and was part of an undercover operation aimed at tackling human trafficking in that area. So, can you imagine? Nice.
Imagine, like, getting mixed up in that kind of crap.
Like, so crazy. Yeah, I mean, even the sheriff, I mean, handling the investigation, joked about it. Like, it was like, we all probably have questions about how long this marriage lasted, you know. but I think the only question here is whether it ended too quickly. As a wedding guest, was it too late to get your gift, you know, that you gave returned back to you? Like, this is quite very funny, you know. I mean, just explain that, oh, no, I'm on honeymoon and I just came to, you know. So I was like, wow, this is super interesting, like, you know. So, yeah, pretty much that's about it for trending on my end,
Wow, I must say that's an interesting one. I mean, I think he just went overboard by doing what he did. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can imagine how he'd explain it to his wife. Like,
he won't, like, what explanation can he possibly
exactly mean? Like, what exactly would you say?
Like, this is just fake. Like, on. I don't know come how on. He's gonna get out of this, but well, good luck to him.
I
hope you enjoyed listening to this segment on trending. We loved sharing this with you. So don't go anywhere. Sit tight, relax. We're coming in with more juicy, juicy, juicy topics.
Listening. Remember, guys, today's topic is actually very fun. Like, I want to discuss this one. Like, so do not toggle the dial and just sit back and enjoy this.
Yeah, you're listening to Elan Radio, guys. You already know. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to another segment on this episode. It's Let's Get Candid.
Yeah.
So, we have a really juicy topic for you guys today. Like a really juicy topic. I feel like Sam and I,
you bet.
Go for each other. But hey,
I'm
just gonna let you know what it is. We're gonna go right straight into it. So, guys, on this segment of Let's Get Candid, the topic is: should you borrow money for a wedding or crowd fund? What you think? What you think? Why on earth should you borrow money to get a, like to have your wedding? I don't know.
Why not? Why not?
Why should you? Why should anyone? Like, why should anyone borrow money to, you know, get a wedding? I mean, that's so much pressure. There's so many like disadvantages to this. No peace of mind. That's in so many things. So why would one want to borrow money? Like, first off, anything that's going to put you in a debt situation, I don't think you should get yourself involved in it, or anyone should get themselves involved in it. Only if it's like maybe investment wise, you're going to get like returns or stuff like that. But I mean, why so much pressure to have a wedding? So elaborate that you have to borrow for it, or anyone has to borrow for it. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so for me, first, I do not think the idea of crowdfunding makes sense. I mean, for funding a marriage, right? So let's get that clear. However, to borrow funds for a wedding, I don't see it as entirely inappropriate. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So first, a lot of people need to get that concept out of their heads that borrowing or debt, right, is a terrible thing, right? And sometimes, I mean, it could be maybe religion, it could be upbringing. I mean, a lot of people just, you know, hear different stories, different phrases, different, like, he who goes borrowing goes soaring, many things, right? Just to discourage people from borrowing. But many fail to realize, right, like, the richest men in the world are huge borrowers, right? I mean, that's another matter entirely, right? But the point I'm making is borrowing, the concept itself, is not a terrible idea, right? Now, why should you then borrow, right? And so, because there are a lot of factors you need to consider. First of all, the cost of borrowing, right? Because, so in this case, I don't want to digress. Let's come back to the wedding, yeah? So why should you borrow? Now, for me, the only acceptable reason, because it's not an investment, but the only acceptable reason why you should borrow is only if what you're borrowing for is something on a regular day you can afford, but because of extenuating circumstances, whatever the case is, at that point you couldn't afford it. Now you need to bear in mind that a marriage or a wedding, it's a once in a lifetime event. I mean, everyone expects it to be, right? Now, I would not want something that on a good day I can afford to then deny me the pleasure of something like a dream.
What,
you know,
pleasure
for me.
Like, what is the pleasure? Because at the end of the day, you enjoy yourself, and then at the end of the day you pay the debt. It doesn't make any sense.
So you need to get the fact that it's a memorable event. Like, it's memorable, right? You
at
won't
the
remember
of
that
crying
day
at the end.
No, hold on. Remember, like, it's something you want to remember for life. Now, remember what I said, the only reason it's acceptable for me is if it's something you can afford on a good day. So I'll paint you a picture. Now, for example, in some religions, right, some people believe certain days or certain months are, fortuitous or, superstitiously good to get married. So, for example, it could be summer months, it could be in the fall, depending on the religion, right? Some people just, read stars and all that stuff.
Okay.
Now, say because of that, your religion, then you were informed that it is best for you to get married in a particular month. Sometimes, in some cases, in some religions, it could be a month that comes maybe once in 3 years, right? And they tell you, okay, within these 3 months, choose a particular date you need to get married, right? Mm-hmm. Or, for example, I mean, they just give you, okay, you there's a certain time of the year that is best for you to get married, right? Now, prior to that time, of course, if you want to get married, I mean, you would have some preparations in line and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But say, for example, you were involved in a one-off project, or an unexpected project came up, right, that you then had to fund, you know, during that time, right? Like on a good day, it's something you can afford. Say maybe you like your dream, and it does not have to be maybe it's just your dream location, right? It could be a location that you want. It could be a dream dress for your wife, right? That maybe you had in mind, okay, you're going to like splurge on maybe a designer dress, you know, for your wife that will cost maybe about $2,000, you know, something that a regular mind consider outrageous, right? However, on a good day, something you can afford, right? Based on your income, based on what you earn, it's something you can afford on a good day. Like, it's no big deal. It's just that because of that time, because of that project you involved yourself in, right? You do not have it at that moment, right? It's something that within the next month you would get. So why would I deprive myself of such memorable event just because of something I did not have that month and I would get
that is what I, well I understand see and
you get what I mean I, so yeah, it's not a case it's not saying, a case but of I'm where just still not where I then suffer through maybe a year to pay back. I'm talking about something you can get back in a couple of months, you know, in a couple of months
anything can happen in a couple of months. Sometimes there a lot of times things don't go according to plan. Why
well, put yourself? That's life in general.
Because if we
go that route, I mean, we could assume a lot of things. Because that's life in general. We might as well assume that the marriage may not even hold. Because that's life.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's good to cut your coat according to your size. Why do something so like elaborate if you cannot afford it?
Just what I'm saying, do something at that point you can't afford. Yes, it. Even just at that point. No, why would you allow your current situation?
I don't believe in like I don't like anything that has to be like, if you're going to borrow for the right reasons, right? I mean, family, you have as a family members can contribute, you know, assist anything, but borrowing there, especially say, okay, let's even take it up a notch. If you're borrowing from a financial institution, there are interest they're going to charge you interest,
which is why I mentioned earlier the cost of borrowing, that it depends on the cost of borrowing.
I understand, but
say you're just borrowing from a family or a friend, you know, so without any interest on it, right?
It's just still very somehow, I don't know, because interest is nearly impossible to avoid when dealing with like any kind of debt. That's the first thing. You're charged, let's say, like I said, if you're borrowing from a financial institution, what if there's no friend to borrow you at that point in time, or what if you have friends and they don't have the
capacity at the time at that point
you need? Exactly.
Well, in that case is then a question of how what you want to do, how much it matters to you, to be honest. Because really, I wouldn't want, for me personally, right, because it's a one-time event, right? You want it memorable. Right?
It's people will come sit down, enjoy themselves, leave. I mean, they won't even remember. After that day, nobody ever remember.
So that's what I'm saying. It depends. So in that case, in that situation, right, you just painted now, the person is trying to impress people, right? Don't get me wrong. In this case, I'm not talking about impressing people. I'm talking about what you want yourself, what you've always envisaged as your wedding. Like, yes, all your also, life.
Yeah, I understand you, but
you get what I mean.
Now,
so
wait,
it's not
I
a case
understand
of, like impressing people. I want champagne. I want no, not that I'm talking about. So, for example, like I give an example. Like, you want your wife in a certain wedding dress. Like, you've had it in mind that okay, she's gonna be on a Gucci dress or like everything Gucci. Yeah. Now you know the total cost is about $5,000, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, because of one thing or the other, you do not have the $5,000. But $5,000 to you on the normal day is nothing.
You get, because
you just had something you did, you know. So why would you now then deprive? So like, and you want that for your wife, like let posterity remember, like your kids and grandkids remember that when I married your mother, she was in Gucci. You know, no, that's, so it's just
see it, guys. I'm telling you, Sam is just very, very. Look, if you borrow money for a wedding, mm-hmm. once the money hits the account, there's going to be temptation to spend more. I'm telling you, it'll feel as if, yes, there's money to spend, and then I don't know, it takes a lot of discipline, because then you start to take money for other things that you didn't plan for in the first place.
Well,
you think you have that money with you.
Well,
I mean, the temptation to spend more, trust me, I know what I'm saying. Because,
Now you're veering into something else, right?
I'm
now
not
you're talking
going,
about
I'm just
financial
telling you.
Discipline. No, it's in it. So now, maybe we need to get some things clear. Mm-hmm. Now, in this scenario, now we're talking about someone with strong financial discipline, like, right? It's not a case of just borrowing for the sake of it, right?
Well, anything that happens, circumstance can change, like a situation can change.
That's life. I told you already, like, circumstance can, we could also argue that. Yes, the marriage may not even hold eventually. So if we then keep, you know, coming up with different circumstances, it's life. Anything can happen, actually. Anything can happen if we start going into assumptions, right? But in the case where, right, nothing is happening, I mean, out of the ordinary, right, just the regular, you have, and a case of, you know, having proper financial discipline, right? I know some people, right? So let me push the bubble. I know some people that, whenever they want to actually execute a project, mm-hmm. and they do not want to deviate from mm-hmm. that project, they borrow money for it. Like, they believe they treat borrowed money with more seriousness than they will treat their money. So, like, it works differently for people. So for some people, right, when they borrow money, that's when they're more judicious. They're like, okay, every penny of this amount must be well accounted for. You get what I mean? So it differs for people. For some people, that is when they become very accountable, because they know, like, this is borrowed money. I need to execute it to the letter. Do you get what I mean? So what I'm saying, in essence, is I'm not saying you should borrow for any reason. I'm not saying be a people pleaser. No. In a situation whereby you have a certain dream you've envisaged, right? I believe a lot of people just downplay the fact that a wedding is a memorable event, right? Like, it's a one-time memorable event, right? They downplay that fact. You wouldn't do it again. You do not want to do it again, right? So you give it your best shot, yeah? So it's because you, like, it's something you... And I mean, for ladies, you know this, right? A lot of ladies have so many desires, like, okay, my wedding in certain way. And as I said, it's not about people pleasing. It could be a certain location, right? Maybe by the beach side, you know, something close to the sea. Like, you just want that scenic wedding. You get what I mean? So because of that fact, right? I mean, something then came up that you had to, you know, work on, right? And remember I told you that, in an ideal scenario,
mm-hmm.
we would say, okay, if something comes up, why not just save up, and when you have the money, do it. That would be the perfect explanation. Like, okay, if something came up, just save up and do it. But that's why I said, in some cases, in some traditions, right, where they read stars and all that, you know, if you mm-hmm. then save up, the time you then want to do it may not then be fortuitous in such religions, right? So because of that fact that you want to do it at a certain time, right, I would then say, okay, fine, you can borrow as long as you ensure there's proper financial discipline, you do what you need to do, what you want to use it for, you know, like, you, by all means, like, do not let something that is not a big deal regularly for you, like, stop you from doing what you want to do. That's it for me. Like, for example, like, if $2,000 is something like, why would that now stop you from your dream? With, like, no, I don't. I, for me, I just
okay. Well,
yeah, I would not, because a lot of people, and funnily enough, people just, like, I told you, have this impression about borrowing, like, in developed countries. In fact, borrowing is a courage.
I know.
That's why
I
you
know.
Have credit
exactly.
cards.
That
why
is
you have
where
your credit score.
When you make sensible choices, where you get your yield on your, like, investment, you get returns, but
yes.
not
so
like where the money goes.
Sensible in this case is debatable. It's debatable in this case. So are you saying, and that's where a lot of people get it wrong, right? Because they are so, a lot of people just believe every penny you spend must make sense. It doesn't necessarily have to make sense. Some things you just do simply for pleasure and vanity. you need to have some funds for pleasure and vanity. It's not everything like, okay, oh, this is accounted for. Sometimes you spend money for pleasure. Yes. You just spend for pleasure without thinking, overthinking it. Just spend money. So if in your regular budget, right, that amount you're borrowing falls under that category, I mean, why not? Like, why not? Like, splurge and have fun. Like, come on. You know, so that's it for me. So do not form. No, why are you laughing? Because it look, we just, you know what,
you guys, he's getting,
no, you know, yeah, passionate about it. Because you know what irks me, a lot of people are hypocritical about this, right? They come and say, oh yeah, you should not borrow because of this, but when they go to developed countries, you come to countries like Canada, the US, Australia, right, you have credit cards, right, where you use credit cards, right, is you borrow the money from the bank and you pay it back eventually, and this usage of the cards then builds up a credit score for you, which represents like your financial image, right,
which is good, but that's if you're looking at the pro, if you're looking at, if you're looking at the cons of it, if you're unable to pay back, it destroys your credit score, you're unable to pay mortgage, you're unable to do a lot of things, you're unable to qualify for a certain amount for a home,
right.
So they're also, I mean, they're also, I, it yes. also has its perks, come on,
of don't course,
make you
yeah.
sound like it's all juicy.
No, I'm not saying it's juicy, I'm saying there's a reason such culture is encouraged in developed countries. There's a reason, you get what I mean, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. so that's why I just feel people should not just like, and a lot of people, you know, because I mean I have more a finance background, right, so I know for sure
that's
like
why you're so passionate
borrowing
about borrowing.
No, borrowing is not a terrible idea, because a lot of people just say, oh, borrow, don't do it. No, sometimes it could
I borrow
be best,
for the right reason,
exactly, it could be your best option, you know, for fun. So it depends on the situation, you know, in general, right? But as I said, the only reason I consider it acceptable, right, is if the funds you want to borrow, you know, is something you can like afford on a regular basis. But owing to that time, or I mean owing to just what I mean the general cost or the general burden at that time, it just feels like a lot, right? Then you just have to, I mean, that in that case, right, and you just do not want to, you know, make it less memorable, yes, it's fine. If it's something you can afford on a regular day, right, and it's something you can pay back in a couple of months, yeah, it's not a problem. Because as long as you get back to your feet, you don't become delinquent, yes, I mean, it does make sense, right? But not for you to just borrow for the sake of borrowing or just default for the sake of it, you know? So, yeah.
Okay, preach. Anyway, because I can see you're so into what you're saying. Anyway, yes. Guys, so bottom line, would you rather borrow money for a wedding or would you crowdfund? I hope you guys enjoyed listening from my perspective and from Sam's perspective. Do not go anywhere, sit tight, because when we come back, we've got lots and lots and lots in store for you. Yes. You're listening to Aylin Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. Aylin Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back, guys, to the final segment of the show, the exciting episode on Aylin Radio. Now on to this wow segment, because you know what that is, you know what time it is already. Oh, you should be giving me a drum roll when I introduce the wow.
Why
segment.
Would I give you a
you know it's the most exciting segment in
I can't wait
show.
To see what you have in store for
me. Yeah, so you don't give me a drum roll when I introduce the show, right, the segment. Yeah,
I hear you.
So on this segment, we'll be bringing you games and my regular quotes today, right? But before we switch gears, right, remember, you can reach out to us on Instagram and via email, right? If you want us to connect you to like-minded individuals, right, just send us a DM, right? And I mean, with your information, we'll read it out here. Or you send us an email, right? So send us an email at helloelanradio@yahoo.com, helloelanradio@yahoo.com, or send us a DM, guys, on Instagram at Aylin Radio. That's ELANRADIO.
Okay. Yes, guys. And also, do not forget there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, CastBox, and Overcast and Stitcher.
Okay. Thank you, Onyi. So, Onyi, which you would do first? So, we have two games, right? Would You Rather and Two Truths and a Lie, right? So,
Gang. You remember, guys, if you remember the last time this came, somebody went home crying.
Yeah, and they say revenge is best self-coped.
Don't even try me, please.
So this one, I mean, I've put it like in a chest freezer, like cooling up all day, like it's frozen.
Please be good to me. Please.
I'm about to save you.
I promise. Like, I'm just going to chill. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay. Mean. All right. So let's start with Would You Rather? Okay, so I would ask you two questions, right? You ask me two, right? So I go first, you go, you know, we just go alternately. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you need to sound, I mean, more enthusiastic.
I'm
you know,
sorry, but I'm just scared because I don't know what you have in store for me.
Give me energy. Are you ready? Well, you know I'm always nice. Anyway, so the first question. Would you
please be nice.
So would you rather give up social media or eat the same meal for the rest of your life?
Whoa. I would eat the same meal for the rest of my life.
What?
I know, because social media, I just want to know what's happening in the world. Hello.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes. I'd rather eat the same meal for the rest of my life.
Than give up social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Your turn.
So, my turn. Would you rather go to the grocery store in your underwear or go to the beach nude?
Guys, you see can you can see me now? You can see me. What's all these ones about underwear in this one? What's bringing up underwear in this case? Simple. Would you rather? You must always you must switch things. You must switch it from
Wait, guys. Listen. So this game is would you rather? You have to look for two difficult questions to ask, and you have to.
Oh, now you admit you asked me difficult.
No, questions.
Ask your question.
Just answer me. So would you rather go to the grocery store in your underwear or go to the beach nude? Choose one.
Oh my goodness. Wait. Okay. Okay, I'll go to the grocery store with my underwear. Yeah.
You go with your underwear. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with my underwear.
You see, that was easy.
Okay. So it's guys. Okay. All right.
Be nice.
No, please. You have no reason to make such requests. So just consider it denied. Denied with strong exclamation marks. Please,
guys, don't beg now because I'm begging you. Be nice.
Okay. So my question: would you rather cheat on your partner?
Jesus.
Or hello.
You guys.
Please just hold on and wait for the question.
Okay.
Wait for the question. Would you rather cheat on your partner? Or have.
Sam. Come on.
No, this the other option, but let me just take this on you before they call me. Anyway. So would you rather cheat on your partner? Or never have a bath for 1 month.
Whoa, never have a bath for 1 month.
So cheat on your partner or do not have your bath for 1 month.
I'll never have a bath for 1 month.
Really? So you'd rather You'd rather not have your back for 1 month than cheat on your partner?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Your question.
So, it's my question. Would you rather be trapped in a romantic comedy with your enemies or trapped in a horror movie with your friends?
Romantic comedy with my enemies?
Yes, or trapped in a horror movie with your friends.
Horror movie with my friends. Yeah, I'll go for horror movie with my friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Go for horror movie with your friends.
Yes. Yeah. No, so not because I don't like a comedy or I'm afraid of my enemies, right? But because, yeah, sometimes just do something scary and I'd rather do something scary with my friends. So that's why.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. That's it. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed the games. And please, for the record, guys, please note. Because when she comes and says, oh, Sam is this, Sam is that, note for the record.
Hold on. You owe me. There's one more pending, right?
No. 2-2. I think we've gone over both.
What's the second one you said?
The second one was cheat on your partner or not have a bath for a month.
Yes, and I said, and that's when I asked you, would you rather go to the grocery store in your underwear or go to the beach nude?
No, my first question was social media.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yes. But if you have an extra question for me, you might as well ask. Not a problem.
No,
you can ask.
I'm not asking.
I will keep the records until the time comes when I just, you know, so if you want to ask, you can ask. Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoy that. So we'll be switching real quickly to the other game where this time we'll say two truths and one lie, right? So three statements, two will be true, one will be a lie. So only would have to guess which is the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the idea. So only this time start.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first. Yeah, I think it's always better that way. I always ask you to go first now. So I'll give your questions and I then give you something. Yeah. So please go.
Okay. So I'm just going to say two things that are true and one lie. The first thing I would say is I go to sleep on my side, not on my back.
Okay.
The second thing is I'm left-handed.
Okay.
The third thing is I was a lead singer in my secondary school choir.
Wait, this is your terrible voice. Okay, knowing, okay, so let me guess. Knowing that your secondary school, right, is one small community somewhere, right? So there's a good chance that you may have been the lead singer there. So knowing that, I'll say you're left-handed. That's the lie.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I'm good.
You're all good. Okay. I'll give you that. Okay. Yeah, right. So you said that's a lie. Being left-handed is a lie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're correct.
Because I know that your school now. That
please, can you just ask your own? Say your own and let me hear.
Anyway, so first, for me, my favorite color is red.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, I love to work, right? That's the second thing. So first, favorite color is red. Two, I love to work. And three, I love to see places. So which is the lie?
I'm not sure. Favorite color is red?
No. The lie is I love to work.
Really? I'm surprised you don't like to work.
Yeah, I don't. I just like money, actually. I don't, really. Yeah. So, honestly, it's a chain for me, right? And actually, it's not money I actually like, to be honest, right? It's what money provides that I like. you know. So if you take it a step back, I love what money provides, right? Then take it a step back. I need money to get what money provides. Then I need to work to get what money provides. So that's pretty much it. Like, if I could get everything money provides without working, by all means, I would. So your turn.
Okay, so my turn. The first, I would say, I have never used a public restroom.
Okay.
The second thing, I brush my teeth twice a day.
Okay.
And the third thing is, I have a birthmark in my eye.
This is a bit tricky. Okay. Yeah, but the lie would be you've never used the public restroom. Because again, knowing where you're from, like from the slums, I know, like there's no way you wouldn't have used.
This is what you call sea finning. Wait, okay, I'm listening. So the lie is what?
You've never used the public restroom. Yeah, that's the lie.
All right. I hear you.
No, when you don't say I hear you, when someone is right, you say it boldly with right, your full chest right, that someone is right. Don't just say I hear you.
I've heard you.
That someone is right. That's the idea.
Please. Okay, you are right. Take your accolades.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Anything else?
My turn. So the final. Okay. So first, I'm more active at night. One.
Mm-hmm.
Two. I take at least 3 liters of water daily. And three. I love to. Let me see the one to give you. Hold on. So first, I'm more active at night. Two, I take at least 3 liters of water daily. And three, I used to be a chorister in my local church back in Nigeria. Yeah. Which is the lie.
Please don't put you on the choir. I don't understand.
Can't you feel the voice? Can't you?
Okay, do you want a single line? Single line, let's prove yourself.
Silent night.
This is very horrible. I don't know. I think, come on. So let me
answer my question.
The lie would be that, you know, we're okay. The chorister one, you're not a chorister, or you've never been a chorister or anything like that.
So you're saying the lie is I've never been a chorister. So
yeah, the lie is you saying that you were in the choir.
Okay, that's actually true. So that's wrong. So
you were in the choir?
Yes, I was.
As what?
As a bass singer. Can't you feel it? So this silent night I just gave you is like if I give you the real deal. That was
give me. No, we want the real deal.
Only there's no you just
think
you can't just ask.
Okay, you know what? Let's
you. Like I this is something
because I said it that I was also in the choir. You were just making mouth. Let's do
no,
one
not
line.
Making mouth.
Do
not making
one mouth line from a song like, and I'll do the same line.
Like it's not like everyone knows I said.
Look at this guy. Okay, please serenade me.
No, that's you can't just ask for it. No, do you know? No, you can't just ask for it like that. Like I've gone for events where I've been called upon to, you know, drop a line or two, and you're just asking me to serenade you. Just like that. It doesn't work that way. Anyway, guys, to the point, the lie is I take at least 3 liters of water every day. So the thing is,
how is that a lie?
Hold on. So I said I always, so that's where the lie is. So usually I take at least 3 liters, right? But sometimes I may fall below that mark, right? So that's why it's a lie. So usually my standard is 3 liters, which I always like. I mean, for example, in the past couple of years, like I've been on that like for a while, right? But sometimes, some days, right, I fall short of that mark, right? So, which is why I said it's not always, but that's my standard. So that's where the lie lies. Yeah.
All right. I hear
got you.
You
there. I got you there.
That was a tricky one. That was
yeah,
a tricky one.
I know. But don't. Oh yeah, I'm back in the choir. Like,
can you serenade? Are you gonna serenade me or what? Showcase your skills now. You never know who's listening. Showcase your skills. Are you gonna serenade me?
So the thing is this. Nah, I just don't. I don't like to blow my trumpet. If you know what I mean. What? Like, I.
Yeah, in fact, don't let me just use it. You're full of filling the gap. You're full of filling the gap. Please, please, please. Whatever.
Anyway, guys, we hope you loved the game. We hope you had fun on today's segment. And remember again to reach out to us. You know, get involved in our comment section. Get involved. We'll always respond. For sure, we'll acknowledge your messages. If we do not read them out here, we'll for sure acknowledge them, right? So we either respond or read them out. For sure, we'll acknowledge. Get involved in our comment section. Send us emails. You know, let us know what you think, what your favorite episode is. You know, let us know. Just keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming. We appreciate the love. I mean, because like we're moving up the charts and in terms of our numbers, like it's lovely, you know, to see we have, you know, constant listeners. And I mean, we appreciate the love, guys. So keep them coming. Keep your comments coming. We really do appreciate them. Thank you so much for having fun with us today again on Alien Radio. Any last words for the listeners, our lovely listeners? Do you have anything to tell them
before I give them the quote? Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate everything. Like, thank you for the feedback, you know, reviews. Thank you so much. Like, we appreciate every single one of you. Please follow us on Instagram. You know, we cannot hammer it enough. If there's any, like, if there are topics you want us to discuss or talk about that you feel you'd be interested in, also, you know, slide into
it. Yeah, true. Yeah, if you need our opinions on certain topics, yes, let us know. Yeah, we'll discuss them.
Alrighty, it's your girl, Oyenda, signing out.
Okay, guys. So, finally, as usual, as always, to try to give you a quote. So today's quote is, when you always give me drum rolls, and don't just stay quiet.
Can you give them the quotes?
So today's one is this. If you're going to walk on water, you have to know where the rocks are. Again, if you're going to walk on water, you have to know where the rocks are. So what this means, maybe I should just like, because a lot of people, you may see someone doing something, right? And you don't understand how it's been done. You just try to imitate them. You try to copy them. You know, if you don't know where the rocks are, you're going to drown, guys. So if you want to walk on water, if you're going to walk on water, you need to know where the rocks are. On this note, this is Sam signing out, your number one host. Have a lovely night and see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked. I wanna be a baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. Like, when I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the notch. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, thoughts. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wild thoughts. Wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door,
oh, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say?
You say.
You talking to me like your new bae.
New bae, girl.
You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear it, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. You get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do?
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
Told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I